So today in the program, we check in with the folks from Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, because it's time for the annual Shamrock Splash, and they're not going to let anything like a little pandemic get in the way of raising money for programs on beaches from Nahant to Nantasket. So we want to welcome the Executive Director, Chris Mancini. Also, Kristen Barry is here, and Maya Smith. So hello, everybody.
Hey, Joe.
Hi.
Hi, Quincy.
Good to see you all. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Sure. Chris, maybe we should start with you as the executive director and tell us, for folks who don't know, a little bit about Save the Harbor, Save the Bay.
Sure. Yeah, Save the Harbor, Save the Bay. We've been around since 1986 and founded to restore and protect Boston Harbor and Massachusetts Bay, and then to share these spectacular urban natural resources with everyone across the city of Boston, from the Nahant to Nantasket, all around the region. And it's just, you know, many people know the story now, but it's one of like the truly great environmental success stories. We had a harbor that was, you know, basically a sewer, and now we have some of the cleanest urban beaches in the country, including down in Quincy, in Dorchester, in South Boston. And we just want to see these great resources getting used and getting open to everybody. And that's really what the Shamrock Splash, the Harbor Shamrock Splash is all about, is raising funds for the Better Beaches program in partnership with the DCR. And we give out all that money to friends groups, community organizations, youth serving organizations to do free programs, activities, and events. And usually you see us, you see everybody out there, you know, in the middle of the summer, you know, with Kids Day and down on Wollaston. You know, we've pivoted a little bit, but we feel good that we'll be getting back to stuff like that eventually.
Well, it's, you know, it's become blatantly obvious during this pandemic that outdoor activities, outdoor recreation, you know, just being outside is so important. And we're so fortunate here in Quincy and up and down the coast to have the resources of the beaches. Have you heard stories of folks, you know, utilizing more maybe in the past year than they have in years past?
Absolutely. In fact, that's almost the exactly what you said. The outdoors is such a great option and really one of the few options that the DCR actually has reported higher use on like a winter weekday than they would get in some typical summer weekends on the beaches. Because this is where we can go. You can get outdoors and almost, you know, last year our priority really became making sure to help communicate, you know, make sure to keep using, being safe and responsible when you're out there. We didn't want to see, and we didn't see, thanks to everybody's kind of responsible use, what happened in places like Florida and California where beaches were getting shut down because of overcrowding. So it worked really well. The communication worked. People were responsible, but still, you know, kind of rediscovering in some cases these great places.
Yeah, how has Save the Harbor, Save the Bay fared, you know, financially during this time? Have you seen a hit at all, or has it been pretty steady?
Yeah, I think like a lot of folks, you know, it's you know, it's a cliche at this point, but it's true. You know, it's been a challenging year for everyone, and you know, we have a pretty wide ranging a group of supporters and partners and people, you know, have been affected in all different ways. So while it has been a challenge, you know, we think we planned really well and modified our programs and our you know, expectations. You know, for example, we didn't do, you know, full in-person programming last year. So we were able to pull our expenses back, but, you know, Kristen and Maya, and I'll let them talk about it because they know it much better, you know, created and with the youth staff an incredible virtual program that led to a fantastic summer for the 30 high school and college students who come work for us and lead these programs typically.
Yeah, we should maybe bring Maya in at this point, the community engagement manager, Maya, for Save the Harbor, Save the Bay. So, how did you, you know, reach out to the community during a pandemic and say, hey, you know, it's safe, come on out and see what we have to offer?
Yeah, so we decided to make sure that we were still providing the free public programming that we always do, just on a much safer and scaled down version. So as Chris said before, we still were able to offer employment to 35 young people throughout our community this summer. And through our youth program, we were able to still provide some education that brings people and connects people to the harbor in a safer way. So this year we started Virtual Boston Harbor, and our teens, high school and college age young people were creating all different types of content that would be sent out to our community so that they can, from their home, still be engaged with the harbor. So we have videos, curriculum plans, scavenger hunts, anything you can think of that people can do at home that still connects them to the harbor. So that's all on our website, savetheharbor.org. And through our Better Beaches grant program, which we'll talk a little bit more about, which all of the money from the splash goes to the Better Beaches grant program, we were still able to do a lot of really cool things and engage the community. In particular, we had a Beats on the Beach contest that actually was started in Quincy and based at Wollaston, where they took samples from sounds at the beach in Wollaston and made those into beats. And we had a whole cool hip hop based competition that we started in Quincy this summer. So through Better Beaches and through our youth program, we were able to do content that connects people to the harbor and really cool programming that finds safe, unique ways to bring the harbor to home. So
how do young people connect with Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, you know, to get involved in that program? How do you reach out to them? How do they get in touch with you? How does that work? And who can?
I don't, Kristen, do you want to, or do you want me to, sorry. Okay, I got it. So for our youth employment program, we hire a lot of people through some other partnerships that we have. Success Link through the City of Boston's Youth Engagement and Employment Office has been an incredible resource to us, as well as the John Hancock MLK program and a few other great community programs are assisting us in making sure that we can hire young people. So we typically have high school aged youth that are 14 to like 18 that work with us during the summer. And our application is out there. It's on our website, savetheharbor.org. If you know a young person who loves being outside, loves to fish, and wants to come hang out in a COVID-safe work environment this summer, we are making sure to reach out to people through our partner organizations, through great opportunities like this, and making sure that we're in contact with all of the high schools and organizations that work with young people.
Kristen, we should bring you in as the program director and talk a little bit about maybe how something that starts with Save the Harbor, Save the Bay could lead to something, you know, bigger, perhaps a career, perhaps.
Yeah. So a huge part of our youth employment program is leadership development and connecting the young people that we work with community leaders. And, you know, whatever that we do, individual meetings with each of our staffers and really try to figure out what they're interested in. And if they have no idea, like just throwing out a bunch of stuff. And it's like a collaborative conversation that really starts to identify, you know, even the youth as young as like freshmen and sophomores in high school, like potential career paths and people to talk to and do informational interviews. And we piloted our virtual, so I guess we had a speaker series in the past, that we did our virtual speaker series this summer, and that really focused on bringing in people that grew up in Boston and are Boston area professionals with a focus on queer and BIPOC people from the community, and really just sort of getting these people to talk to our young people and talk more about like how they got to where they were and their experience, like going to BPS and stuff like that. And so just connecting the kids that work for us with really any of the resources that we connect through our speaker series. And then also really just, you know, identifying people from the board that they can talk to and email and reach out to and just learn as much as they can about their interests. So, yeah.
So, Chris, the Shamrock Splash, the obvious connection is with St. Patrick's Day. I know years ago it was the Cupid Splash around St. Valentine's Day, but it got a little bit too chilly at that point, so we pushed it ahead a little bit. It's different this year. Obviously, it's virtual. How is it all working?
Maya and Kristen have put together a really great, just like they did with the program. You know, they pivoted and started the first virtual, hopefully only virtual Shamrocks, Harpoon Shamrocks Splash. And, you know, in fact, we're seeing, we had hope for this, we're seeing more engagement, really. You know, you take out the maybe a perceived barrier of having to show up on a specific day and do this and really open it up to the wider community. And we've seen, you know, a lot more participation. You know, fundraising is up and it's not too late. You know, you can still sign up. There's a bunch of great incentives. Maya's wearing the Splash Ambassador, or the Splashiter. I keep trying to make it a word. It's a word. Sweatshirt. And, you know, it's running through this weekend. It's been really fun to watch what people come up with. And like Maya said, all that money goes into the Better Beaches Grants Program. And you know, that's funded in the past, you know, Friends of Wollaston Beach, the Kids Day, Discover Quincy, Department of Natural Resources. We run a program down at Black's Creek for many years as well. And, you know, over the last decade or so, I think, you know, we've invested, you know, over $250,000 in Quincy specifically for all of this great stuff that really, you know, it activates these spaces. It gets music and it gets circus performances, games. You know, it's great to have a clean beach. And we think it's even greater to have, you know, some exciting stuff to do there, you know, the reading days and all of that. So, you know, we're looking forward to what people come up with. And this, you know, hopefully this final transition year out of the pandemic. We're hoping, you know, by 2022 we're back to something close to being back together on the beaches and really knowing how to do that. And so, but I think there's a lot of opportunity, as our amazing staff and our amazing partners have shown over this past year. They pivot, they adapt, they keep people involved with the beaches, while, you know, investing some of that money in PPE, you know, protecting hand sanitizer and masks that still says, you know, welcome to the beach, come on down. But, you know, here's how you can do it safely.
Do you have a goal for the splash this year? And if you could talk a little bit about how that money is distributed.
Yeah, the goal is $50,000. And we're right on track to reach that goal. And I'm secretly hoping, it's not a secret anymore because I'm saying it on TV, but, you know, we're going to get up to $60,000 this year. You know, we're really seeing a really nice momentum, I think. And, you know, Maya, I think, can talk a little bit about, you know, we're about to put out an RFP, a request for proposals for projects, so you can access those funds.
Sure, yeah. Go ahead, Maya, yeah.
Yeah, so we are super excited. Everyone loves the splash, but my personal favorite part is being able to give this money out. This is money that we're raising to give away, so. Everyone likes the people who come by with money to give away. So it's great being able to be those people. So the request for proposals will be coming out in early April. That will be out on our website. We'll be putting it out on social media. And we're going to be reaching out directly to a lot of local organizations and artists. With the money that we raised this year, we are focused on making sure that we're investing in and amplifying the voices of people of color. Throughout our 9 communities. So we are going to be doing some really cool things with artists this summer. We have the Beats on the Beach competition coming up again this year. And then we also are planning on doing an artist showcase. So we're going to be looking for all of the incredibly talented people of Quincy to reach out to us, because we would love to pay people to perform so that we could record it and put it out virtually for people to enjoy at home. We are going to be looking for artists, visual and performing. We're going to be looking for organizations. So basically the process of that is, once the request for proposals is out there, we're just looking for people to reach out and have a conversation. And we're looking for opportunities to support the great work that we already know is happening in Quincy and all of our neighborhoods. There are so many incredible and super committed people in our communities who are doing great work. So why not reach out to us and have some funding behind it, you know?
Great. Yeah. And that the pandemic certainly has greatly impacted the entire arts community severely, for sure.
Yeah.
So it's a great showcase, you know, for them. When do the grants get presented?
Yeah. So we normally give the grants out in May. so that we can start getting ready for the summer and getting everything planned. And Save the Harbor, of course, is ready to be there and support and all of the things that get put on. So all of those grants should be going out around May.
You know, I'm struck by the fact that all three of you are pretty young. Did you come up through the youth program, any one of you, or all three of you perhaps?
Yeah, that's me. So I started working for Save the Harbor right after I graduated college. I was like, oh man, I don't have anything to do for the summer. And I got connected with Bruce Berman, who, you know, is our director of strategy and communication. He was like, yeah, like, come on in, like we got space. And so I was a team leader for the summer programs. And I think I did that for like four summers. And then there was an opportunity to become the program director. And so I jumped on it because, I mean, what an awesome organization, and being able to spend your summers outside on the water. Like, I mean, what more can I ask for?
I just have really good lighting. I'm not as young as I might appear in this Zoom.
to me, you're all young. How did you get into the organization?
I think Kristen's story is like a great demonstration. I mean, you know, we get so many great young people coming through the program, and whenever we can, we're a small nonprofit. There's only so many opportunities we have, but whenever we do, you know, if we can find a place here in the organization for folks, and or through our networks, you know, and then partnerships with, you know, the state, the National Park Service, other community organizations. There's a lot out there. You know, a big challenge or a big opportunity, I guess I'll say, is just constantly getting that word out there and making sure people know how to find them.
Sure. How about yourself, Maya? How did you get involved?
Yeah, so I have always been someone who is super involved in the community. So I was at the City of Boston Department of Youth Engagement and Employment actually throughout college. And then I had the opportunity to join Save the Harbor, and I got some great advice from someone at BCYF who loves Save the Harbor. And I unfortunately am one of those people who has been in Boston and never really understood how to utilize the waterfront. And last year was my first time fishing, was my first time out on the island. So I was experiencing it along with the young people, which was really exciting for me. So the teens there that were all nervous about being on a boat for the first time, I was right there with them. And I was right there being confused about the fact that every time that I walk past the water, it's water that I can actually go in and I can actually enjoy. And there are fish that live in that water. Like, that to me was kind of a foreign concept before joining Save the Harbor. So when I saw that there was an opportunity to provide resources to my community and also learn about all of these cool things that are happening, even more resources that I didn't know were here, it seemed like a perfect fit.
And that to me is the bigger story about Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, is the educational aspect of it, is the, you know, reintroduction of your own community to yourself. I'm venturing that, you know, a kid from Quincy or Boston knows nothing about Nahant or Nantasket, you know, for that matter, and vice versa. So to expand that opportunity to learn more about the place that they live, I'm sure is a key factor as well. Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised how many people, even in South Boston or in Quincy or in a coastal community, you know, the harbor had such a longstanding reputation as a place you don't want to go or you don't want to go in, that, you know, it's sort of now that it's really convincing people that that's really changed and shit. That's what sharing all these opportunities is about.
Yeah, and of course, there's the economic side of it too. The, you know, it's a working harbor. People make their livelihoods, you know, off living along the water. So there's that part of it as well. The story to tell. Ever do any programs around that part of the harbor, Kristen? I'm just curious.
Yeah, because our offices are right on the fish pier, we have a lot of opportunity to really just interact with the people that are working on the fish pier. And we have Massport right here too as well. So they were a part of our speaker series a couple of years ago. And, you know, we just have that ongoing partnership with a lot of people. We get our bait right downstairs from Calamari Fisheries and a few other places right along the fish pier here. So that's definitely a part of something that we incorporate, especially into our youth jobs program, is like there are opportunities like literally right where we are. So, yeah.
No, absolutely. Do you work in collaboration with the state DCR at all? Obviously, you know, the programs that you're funding are not line items in the state budget. Is that right?
Well, actually, if I haven't said it already, I will say it. The Better Beaches program is actually a partnership with the DCR.
Okay.
The money we raise at the Splash in most years actually joins a state line item that supports the grant program. So in most years, we will grant out over $200,000, made up of the state money and the Splash money to organizations to do these free programs. It's all up in the air a little bit with the pandemic, but we funded ahead last year to help people pivot during the pandemic and, you know, hold back some money for when they can do their events in person again. DCR is a great partner. They manage all of the beaches in the metropolitan region that we work on, including Wollaston Beach. And, the partnership extends, from the funding down into, doing beach stewardship and cleanup days with community groups or corporate groups and things like that all along the coast.
That's great. It's good to hear. And hopefully, the weather can be nice right into October around here. So
yeah,
by then we'll be post pandemic and be able to get out and enjoy the beaches more.
Yeah, people are going to find a way to use them. You'll see people out there this summer, and people should be. And again, I probably can't say it enough. Just, be safe, keep following the guidance until we're through this. And that way we're so lucky in Massachusetts that we got to have these beaches all summer long and into the fall. We just want to keep that up.
So again, we should recap for folks the Shamrock Splash. That's the immediate content of discussion here and how that all works and how folks can contribute even if they don't want to splash. How's that?
Yeah, you can go to shamrocksplash.com and donate to Save the Harbors team. You can donate. Teams can raise money for specific beaches too. So you can donate to people who are raising money for Wollaston Beach. And I think Wollaston's on track to be one of our top three beaches this year. So nice job, everybody down there.
Good to hear. Not that it's a competition or anything, but it's good to hear.
Not that it's a competition.
So, Kristen, am I anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, because of the pandemic, like we're so excited that we're getting so many more people involved, because you can literally splash from inside your house, like even if you want to. So we're just, encouraging people to register and splash. Again, if you don't want to splash, you can donate. It's all going back into the communities that we serve. So get involved and yeah, thanks for having us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
And you can get the sweatshirt, but you can also win JetBlue tickets. Our other major sponsor, in addition to Harpoon, is JetBlue. And so, biggest fundraiser, we have a costume contest. We've got a raffle for people who donate and people who, I'm not sure what all the you gotta go read the fine print on the website, but there's a number of ways to win those prizes. And JetBlue has been a huge sponsor of the Better Beaches program, along with Harpoon, for the past decade.
Ah, very nice. I remember there was the Find the Marble competition one year. Is that something that?
Yes. Yes, that did happen for a few years. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. Little scavenger hunt.
Sure. Anything else, Maya?
No, just go to shamrocksplash.org and get involved. And once we have all of this great money that has been donated and contributed from the community, please reach out to us. If you are an artist, an organization, an individual with a great idea to safely bring people down to the harbor this summer, please reach out at, you can reach out to us any platform, but savetheharbor.org. please connect with us so that we can find a way to fund your great idea to connect people to the harbor this summer.
Okay, I'm guessing you're all over social media as well?
Yep, at Save the Harbor on everything.
Okay, great. Thank you all. Really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to getting out on the beach this year.
Great. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.